Sarah Ricklick was one of those quietly generous people who made everything work. The MLC Town Council, the Volunteer Fire Department, the Montessori Early School, her widower, musician Mike, says everyone wanted to be Sarah's best friend.
And it wasn't in a cheesy way. It was just in a, that, like I said, this magnetic way of having her heart be so present, and the way she looked at people, the way she accepted people, the way that she listened to people and didn't impose an agenda on anybody.
The Ricklick home was where the neighborhood children went to play. To the point, Mike says, that a child welfare investigator came to check whether their home was an illegal child care center. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.